Chapter 1. Pandora. When we think of Pandora, we probably have a picture in our minds. She holds a box in her hands, or she's sitting beside one. She is opening it either because she is curious to see what's inside, or because she knows what it contains and wants to let it out. Its contents are abstract but terrible. All the evils in the world are now set loose upon us and, gratifyingly, we know exactly who to blame. The beautiful woman who couldn't leave well alone. It's obviously a story which finds its echoes with Eve. Do what you like in Eden, Adam is told by God. Eat from any of the trees, except that one, the tree of knowledge, which is nonetheless placed in easy reach next to this persuasive talking snake. Eve is then created, but God doesn't tell her what she can and can't eat. She has presumably heard it from Adam, though, because she knows what to say when the snake, whom God has also created, asks her if she can't eat from any of the trees in the garden. Yes, Eve replies, we can, just not that one, or we'll die. The knowledge tree, asks the snake, no, you won't die, you'll just be able to tell good from evil, like God. Eve shares the fruit with Adam, who is with her, as the book of Genesis tells us, and the snake is right. They don't die, though Eve is promised agonizing childbirth as her reward for heeding the snake for whose existence and voice God was entirely responsible. But Pandora has been particularly ill-served by history, even relative to Eve. Eve did at least listen to the snake and eat the thing she'd been told was dangerous. Pandora did not open a box, either from curiosity or malevolence. Indeed, the box doesn't appear in her story until Hesiod's Works and Days was translated into Latin by Erasmus in the 16th century, well over 2 millennia after Hesiod was writing in Greek. Erasmus was looking for a word to convey the Greek pithos, meaning jar. As the classical scholar and translator M.L. West describes, Hesiod meant a ceramic storage jar a metre or so tall. Greek jars are narrow at the base, broadening out to a wide lip. They are not especially stable. Look in any museum of classical antiquities and you will see the many cracks and repairs which reveal their intrinsic fragility. Ceramic pots are often beautiful, ornately decorated works of art. But they are not where one would necessarily choose to store a set of evils that will cause mankind untold griefs for millennia to come. Quite aside from anything else, as anyone who has ever swept a kitchen floor will cheerlessly testify, lids aren't always tightly fastened.